So one of the things that feels either cruel or empowering, depending on how you're feeling on a given day, is the fact that your life, your body, your relationships, your job, they are the result of the habits and the patterns that you are putting in, layered on top of the history of what your life has been so far. So obviously sometimes you have different results because people start from different places, and there's no denying that, but we are all, to one extent or another, expressions of the choices we make each day. And that means that, and sometimes of the choices that we make only occasionally. But often when we make those only occasional choices, like, say, asking someone to marry you, or deciding to take a job, or go to a certain place, those larger decisions are expressions of the smaller ways in which we live our life. And so if we want to change our life, then we need to change those smaller decisions. And that can be hard, because those smaller decisions are laced through and through with our habits and the inertia that accompanies them. Excuse me. And those can be things that you actually do, things that you don't do, thoughts that you have about the world or about yourself, assumptions that you make, barriers that you put on yourself. These are all part of what makes us who we are. And so a big part of a big part of changing who we are is changing those actions and behaviors and assumptions. And they're not easy to do. That's not a small thing, even though they are often small things, because they're so deeply ingrained in us that to change something like that about yourself is very difficult, because often they're subconscious. You don't even realize that you're doing them or not doing them. And a big part of the change is being able to articulate what the change is. Often we are better able to articulate the outcome that we want than we are able to articulate at a really granular level the changes we need to make within ourselves to become that person that we would like to be. And so, for instance, for most of my adult life, I resisted, resistance training. I didn't grow up in a house of people who lifted weights with any, I think we had a couple sets of very light dumbbells kicking around, but we didn't have heavier weights. We weren't a family that spent money on that. And so I had this mental block against spending money on that sort of thing. And I very much, and this is true of me in general, that I very much look to use what I already have before I look to buy the thing that would maybe be exactly what I need. Well, because frankly, I don't have the money to buy all the things that are exactly what I need, and I've gotten a long way in life by making do with what I had and making creative. So, those two bifurcating paths both lead to very complex places. It's not a simple place where each one leads, but somewhere along the line a couple years ago, I think it was when I first started my health journey, and I realized that I should really buy a kettlebell and a Bosu ball, which is like one of those half yoga balls on a base, so that I could do these exercises that Tim Ferriss recommended in his book 4-Hour Body. I was looking for exercises that I could do that wouldn't exacerbate the carpal tunnel that I was struggling with from carving too much at the time. And it felt, from what I was reading in this book, that I could do the exercises associated with those pieces of equipment, and that would work. Now, did I consider multitasking, using other things that I already had to do the thing? Yes, I did. But I was at such a low point that I think I realized that I was holding myself back by my unwillingness to simply buy the thing that was the thing that I needed to buy to make this change. And then once I bought them, I began to be able to see how there was this pattern that I had of being unwilling to invest in, well, and frankly, in myself in this way. Unwilling to spend money up front to challenge my body and take care of my body in certain ways. And once I was able to articulate that, it was very clear to me that that's a big part of what was going on. And I've been much better since then of being able to say, okay, you know, I want to train this certain part of me, right? There's a certain part of me that feels like the weak link now. What do I need to help me get past that? Help me train it so that, or recover or whatever, so that it, so that my body is capable of that. And that's a real shift in my mindset. I think a big part of growing up is having these sorts of perspectives on yourself. Being aware of the ways in which we are limiting ourselves. And for everybody, it's going to be different. For some of us, it's going to be how we spend money. For others, it's going to be how we treat other people. For some of us, it's going to be how we behave at work and what we assume we are capable of or want. And for others of us, it's going to be how we treat ourselves. It's different for each person. It's a different mix. And most people probably have some of all of those aspects in your life, because frankly, we all have lives that touch on all those things. And the bitter truth is that when you don't like something about yourself or your life, there's something there that you're not willing to examine, even if subconsciously, probably subconsciously, and not able to articulate what it is that you're doing and what you could be doing differently in that aspect of your life. The word is escaping me. The empowering thing about this dynamic is that the more you can consciously recognize that there are things you can do that will shift you into a different track, and then you will, if you continue acting in this way where you explore and you think about what it is that you want your life to be, what you want yourself to be, what you would like your relationships with people to be, and what steps you could take right now that would lead you in that direction, and you continue to walk that path, well, then you get closer to that goal. And sometimes you'll take missteps, and sometimes it'll look weird, right now I'm wearing a pair of grounding shoes, which is a pair of leather-soled shoes, so it doesn't have the insulation of a rubber sole, and it actually has a copper rivet right on the center of the pad of my foot, right where all my toes meet my foot, that further conducts so that I am at one with the electrical charge of the ground I'm walking on. I bought them so I can wear them when I'm walking the dogs and other instances where I'm walking on a dirt road or on the grass or somewhere where I don't need, you know, I'm not going to wear them hiking in the mountains, but somewhere where I could use that extra bit of grounding in my day to help reduce inflammation. That's a weird thing. 6 months ago, I thought grounding was totally woo-woo. Now I'm considering, well, actually, I was considering buying a multimeter, but I think we just gave my father-in-law a multimeter for his birthday. I'm going to borrow his multimeter and run some tests myself. But I also know from just practicing being barefoot on the ground for the last 6 months that it makes a tremendous difference in how I feel. And best of all, it happens immediately. I feel different immediately. And so here I am wearing these shoes that, you know, look like normal shoes if you're not looking too closely. But I would have been deeply uncomfortable going down this path 6 months ago, certainly a year ago, definitely 2 years ago. I would have thought the unconscious barriers in my mind would have scoffed at that without me even really being aware and said, ugh, you know, that's too far out for me. I'm not that person. Well, here I am, exploring the different ways that I can keep my body feeling comfortable and healthy and functioning well as I get older so that I can continue to do my craft at a high level. And this is a very functional way that I found to do it. And it's a good example for me of how, A, sometimes you need to spend a little money on yourself to try the thing without, you know, necessarily real proof that it's going to be exactly the right thing. And then you also need to get past the barriers that you've placed in your own mind about the type of person that you are and the type of things that you do. Once you do that, you're that much closer towards having the life that you want. In this case, for me, a life where I'm not achy and I'm not suffering with swollen hands or numb hands at night, or and where I am physically strong and capable and healthy. And I wish all those things for you as well. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.